Good morning. My name is Kathy, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the CanCare 2.0 implementation conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. Ms. Ross, you may begin your conference.
Thank you, Kathy. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the last CanCare implementation call. Just a reminder that all of our transcripts and recordings are posted on the CanCare website, as will be this one for this call, so you can find them there. And we'll have updates today from our three managed care plans as well as First Data. So with that, I'll turn it over to Keith Wisdom for the Aetna update.
Hello. Keith Wisdom from Aetna. A couple of things to announce. As announced at the all MCO training sessions this week, we are extending a certain transition of care practices through the end of May. So the same practices, two practices that we extended into April, we will extend through May. And that is, if you're an eligible Medicaid provider, then you will continue to be treated as in-network even if you're not yet contracted with Aetna Better Health and paid at 100% of the Medicaid fee-for-service rate. And also, providers who are not contracted or are not or who have not completed credentialing will be treated as in-network from a prior authorization standpoint. So the in-network prior authorization list will apply to out-of-network providers for May. So that's the first news. And the second is just a reminder, the claims resolution log has updates, including for on the very limited situations where people are looking for an ERA and need a 510 file online. That situation has been updated in the claims resolution log along with other issues. So just a reminder of that tool that the state has. Thank you.
Thanks, Keith. Now I'll turn it over to Sunflower for their update.
Good morning. This is Michelle Bowler from Sunflower Health Plan. We don't have any new issues to report related to the 2.0 implementation. However, our CR log updates on the KMAP website are up to date. So we encourage providers to reference that to look for any known global issues.
Thanks, Michelle. And finally, we'll turn it over to United for their update.
Hi, good morning. This is Carrie Kimes. And similar to Michelle's update, no new CanCare implementation issues to report. Just a quick update on our all MCO provider training. We just completed our first two sessions in Hayes and Wichita and had, you know, great turnout from providers, lots of great questions. So if you did not get a chance to join us in Hayes or Wichita, you have one last shot to join us for training next Wednesday, May 1st in Olathe, and we would look forward to seeing you. And that's all I have today, Becky.
Thanks, Carrie. And finally, we'll turn it over to Candace Cobb for information from First Data.
Good morning, everyone. This is Candace with First Data. Just my two gentle reminders that if you have an issue, please do contact our help desk. A help desk can be reached at 1-800-441-4667. If your question cannot be answered directly by a tech who answers the phone, that tech will create a ticket for further escalation and give you the ticket number so that you can check back on that. But also you can email any screenshots or any questions to authenticare.support@firstdata.com. AuthentiCare.support@firstdata.com. If you are not receiving flash communications from me or have a question about those, I do the program and services flash communications. We also have technical communications that come out of our Cincinnati office. So please email me your email address and the agency with whom you work, and I will make sure you get on that list for both the tech notices as well as my program and service notices. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Candace.
You're welcome.
Now, Kathy, I think we're ready for questions.
Okay, at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one. Okay, you do have a question from the line of Barb Zimmerman.
Good morning. This is Barb with Helpers, Inc. And I was on the call last week and asked a couple questions from Aetna, and I did not get a response from anyone from Aetna regarding those questions. They indicated they'd call me. My questions were, I had some voided claims that we sent via CMS 1500. They denied as duplicates instead of being voided. Those have not been resolved. And also I needed some help with our 835 ERA problem we're having. So is there somebody who can reach out to me to go over some of these issues?
Hi, Barb. This is Mike McClure. I'll connect with Lisa Castillo and make sure that she gets in touch with you today.
Okay. Okay, and then I have another concern. I know you indicated this is our last call, but I feel like there's several important issues to FMS providers with Aetna that have not been resolved. We've been talking for several weeks about the ISPs. We still have not received any. I know they're working on those. The fact that we can't correct a claim on a web portal is a concern, and the fact that the obligations are still not being withheld. I know, again, they've been saying they're working on it, but it still is not happening. So I'm just wondering, who are we going to be in contact with, or who's overseeing that these issues are going to be resolved? Because once these calls stop, I'm not sure who we need to contact.
Sure. Barb, this is Mike again. What I would recommend, and I'll get this set up, but we'll set up a weekly call with you with provider experience and our medical management team and, you know, work through any outstanding issues until they're resolved.
And
okay.
Barb, this is Kim Glenn too, and key issues, your related to client obligation, along with your 835 ERA issues, and that those are also on the claims resolution log to follow, but those will be key things, and I think it's important that we have that one-on-one meeting with you every week to keep the conversation going.
Great. I would appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And Barb, this is Shirley Norris from KDHE. You've reached out to me before. Feel free to reach out to me with any issues of all the MCOs. And for those of you on the call, my email is Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, dot Norris, N as in Nancy, O-R-R-I-S, at ks.gov. If it's a claim issue, please include a few examples of the claims, a description of the issue. I do have a secure email, so you can just send it to me secure. If you need to fax me, you can give me an email, and I can give you the fax number to send me a secure fax if you need to. But any information you can send always helps people research the case. Thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of Alan Weber.
Yes, my name's Alan from Solana Regional Health Center, and we've been working with our clearinghouse, the SSI Group, Inc., since January 1st regarding the 835 remittances, and I was also like the previous call, needing assistance with that still, and didn't know if you had a contact person there at Aetna Better Health I could talk to and help get that issue resolved.
Hi, yeah, this is Mike McClure again. I will have your provider experience rep reach out to you this afternoon. Can I get your name and phone number again?
Sure, Alan, A-L-A-N, Weber, and my phone number is 785-452-6769.
Great, thanks, Alan. We'll get in touch with you this afternoon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And once again, to ask a question, please press star, then the number one. Your next question comes from the line of Gail Herndon.
Good morning. I'm with OCCK, and I have a few repeat questions. One from last week, I had indicated that we have over 15 claims that your system is saying is paid. It's almost $14,000. However, there's been no cash, no check deposited. There's no remittance advice that indicates these claims are paid. And I asked someone to check on that last week and have not heard anything back. I sent an email, detailed email, with all the claim numbers that are listed on a report I got from our provider rep, and haven't heard a response to that email as well. So I've been trying to do something with this since April 12th. So would appreciate someone getting back. And again, the elephant in the room, when are we going to see the client obligations corrected and being deducted correctly? I've got over 210 claims that I'm tracking now for 3 months. So when can we see an improvement on that? And again, this is all for Aetna.
First of all, Gail, this is Kim Glenn, and we apologize that that follow-up did not occur from last week. We will make sure. And again, I think with ongoing issues, I think it's important that our provider experience team also is having a weekly meeting with you to make sure that things are moving. Client obligation is on the claims resolution log. We are reviewing. We do have the claims reprocessing spreadsheet. We're reviewing that to make sure it's correct before we release that and correct those claims. And then I will double check because we should be doing that on current day claims. So we'll continue to follow through, and I'll make sure when somebody reaches out that we are double-checking what's happening at OCCK.
So, Gail, just to clarify, are you having any current issues with client obligation, or are they processed?
Then none of them are being deducted. None of them. Every single person we have, I have over 70 people with Aetna that have client obligations, and none of them are being deducted. They haven't been since the first of the year.
Okay.
So that has compounded. So I have over 200 claims that I'm tracking now that client obligations were not deducted.
Okay. We will circle back around as soon as we're off this call related to current day claims and we'll deal with that even from separate from what we've got to do with your claims that have paid that you can't find. So we'll go from there.
The biggest issue on this is we've got to get those client obligations started deducting so I don't have to keep adding claims that I'm tracking.
Correct, Gail. Okay, as soon as we get off this call, we'll get circled back around with our project manager on that and go from there. All right, thank you, Gail.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And once again, to ask a question, please press star, then the number one. Your next question comes from an unidentified caller. If you will, please state your name and ask your question.
Hi, this is Belinda Mahoney from the Hutch Clinic. I also didn't get a response from my call last week regarding a credentialing issue for one of our providers and also a contact person for Skygen. I would also like to have a weekly call until we get these matters taken care of. We did reach out to our rep about the provider is Dr. Jeremy Kempke that was left out of our credentialing list, and she was unable to help us. So could I get someone to call me back, please? This is for Aetna, by the way.
Belinda, this is Mike. Yeah, I will make sure that somebody gets in touch with you today. I know I had gotten a note that they were working on a status on Jeremiah Kempke, and I thought that the provider rep had followed up with you, so I obviously you didn't connect. So I will make sure that we get connected with you today, and I agree, we can certainly set up a weekly call until we get these issues resolved.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question is a follow-up from Alan Weber.
Hi, this is Patty Thompson with Solana Regional Health Center, and my question is for Aetna as well. We signed our contract prior to Christmas of last year, and we're getting payments, but they're not accurate because the contracts haven't been loaded. We have been in contact with our rep, and she can tell me that the contracts are currently being loaded, but she can't give me an estimated time of when it'll be completed. So now we're having claims processed incorrectly that will all be reprocessed again. Is there any way we can get an estimated time of when that will be implemented into the Aetna system?
Yeah, I will take a look at that specifically and reach out to you hopefully this afternoon and be able to provide some ETA on that. And what was your name again? Or do you want me to reach out to Alan? Or
yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And your next question is from Natalie Nelson.
Yes, my name is Natalie. I'm calling from the Independent Living Resource Center. And this question is for Aetna. I mean, that previous question may have answered it, but it's imperative. I do accounts receivables, and it's imperative that I be able to do claim reconsiderations through the Aetna portal. When is that going to be? When am I going to be able to do that? Doing it over the phone and through the mail is really not acceptable. So when am I going to be able to do claim reconsiderations on the Aetna website?
So that, Natalie, this is Keith. Wisdom, that's not a current functionality on our web portal, and we'll be working with our web team to see if that's possible. We'll be back in contact with you
you can see how important that would be to be able to do it on the web as opposed to doing it through the mail or on the phone.
Natalie, so the team can get back with you. Need your phone number.
It's 316-942-6300.
Okay, and at this time, there are no further questions. I do apologize. You have a question from the line of Ruth Cornwall.
Hi, good morning. My question is for Aetna. Keith or Kim, I think it would be helpful. Can you tell the group what a provider can expect when reaching out to a rep as far as turnaround time on follow-up? Not necessarily resolution of the issue, but a response to someone reaching out.
The expectation is they are to call same day that the call comes in. They may not have the answer, but the expectation is they are to acknowledge and give them any information that they have on the resolution.
And great,
so we do.
You.
Yeah.
Okay, and once again, to ask a question, please press star, then the number one. Okay, you have a question from the line of Stacy Jones.
Hi, this is Stacy Jones with Helpers, Inc., and we're an FMS provider. And I just am following up to the earlier question to Aetna about correcting claims. Honestly, it is very unrealistic to think we can do these via paper or with our provider reps. And I think if it's not your portal, then it's got to be PaySpan or some other vehicle. But we cannot do them via CMS 1500s. That's just unrealistic as a provider to do that.
Stacy, we do hear you, and we will be doing that investigation. And could I go ahead and get which agency you're with and your phone number?
Yes, I'm with Helpers, Inc., and it's 913-322-7212. And, you know, the reason I bring this up is we corrected a couple claims via CMS 1500, and then, unfortunately, Aetna didn't accept those corrections, and they rejected them. Well, so now we're 50 days into the claims, and now we've got to do it via paper again? It just doesn't make sense. It's not time-effective for you guys, and it's not time-effective for us.
Understand completely, and so we will go from there, and we will give you a call back. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, at this time, there are no questions. And at this time, there's still no questions. And as a reminder, you may press star, then the number one to ask a question. Okay, we do have a question from the line of Cindy Mann.
Yes, my question is kind of back to when they were asking about the web portal to submit some information on it. And that's for reconsiderations and appeals, because I'm agreeing that the paper does not work. I had heard that instead of just going through the Aetna website, that perhaps you all were going to be using the website that you partner with for some of your other information. Is that correct, or is it going to be directly on the Aetna website?
Again, as we investigate that issue, we'll be getting back with answers. Do you want us to contact you directly?
Yes, absolutely, because I work with the University of Kansas Hospital, and we definitely need to know what is going on with that.
Yeah. I know we have your number previously, but if you don't mind just sharing it so we can.
Oh, sure. Not a problem. It's 913-945-5206.
Okay, your next question comes from the line of Alan Weber.
Yes, just to follow up to the corrected claim issue. once these issues are resolved from Aetna Better Health, will a bulletin be sent out to all the providers?
Which specific issue are you talking about, Alan?
Getting the paper one. Yeah.
Go ahead.
On the corrected claims, the issues that people are addressing with the corrected claims and appeals, since there's so many of us that have the same question regarding that, will Aetna send out a bulletin to the providers on how what was resolved or what the findings are on how those corrected claims and appeals should be sent?
Yeah, we'll find a communication vehicle to provide direction to providers on the best way to do reconsiderations and appeals.
Thank you.
Okay, your next question is a follow-up from Sandy Mann.
And mine is on the corrected claims. We haven't had a lot here that we've had to do that with. So can you tell me exactly what that issue is on the corrected claims? That you only take them by paper, is that correct?
Yes, right now it is paper. We are going to investigate what the portal capabilities are. And could we get your name and who you were with again?
Yes, this is Cindy Mann. I'm with University of...
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm with KU.
Okay, your next question comes from Gail Herndon.
Hi, I'm going to address the corrected claims with Aetna as well. I've been told a couple of different times through these phone calls that we should be able to correct a claim through Availity. And I've asked that question and been told, yes, we can. So I guess I'm kind of confused. I've got a couple of claims. I haven't tried to use Availity yet, but I thought we were told by Aetna that that was a venue that we could use.
Yeah, we don't have the right technical experts in the room to fully answer that right now, Gail. So we're going to get back with everyone.
Okay.
Your next question comes from Barb Zimmerman.
Hi, this was just a follow-up to that response, the Availity. I've been trying to work with Availity to get us set up to receive our ERA in addition to correct claims. They're stating that Aetna Kansas is not set up as a payer on their clearinghouse. So there's no way at this point for us to receive ERAs or correct claims through Availity.
So you're saying Availity is your vendor?
It's a clearinghouse vendor. We use them with Amerigroup. So we had been set up with them. But when we tried to change the payer to Aetna, they're saying that you're not affiliated with Availity through a premium account to allow us to receive our information through them.
So we'll be glad to have a detailed discussion with you, with the people with technical expertise, but just clarity here. Our electronic clearinghouse vendor is Change Healthcare, and so the provider's clearinghouse needs to work with Change Healthcare for the electronic piece to work. And so if Availity is your vendor, If there's a problem from Change Healthcare working with another vendor, that's one thing we need to resolve. If your clearinghouse isn't fully connected or isn't making available all the services that's available through Change Healthcare, that's a different issue. So just need to make sure that we separate the issues between whose clearinghouse is causing isn't fully connected. And we can address that one-on-one. But okay. But our clearinghouse is Change Healthcare.
Okay, your next question comes from Cindy Mann.
Okay, so Change Healthcare is your clearinghouse. So that would be where we would actually be able to do corrected claims then, correct? It wouldn't be through the Aetna website. It would be through Change Healthcare website, which is similar to what we're talking about, that for Amerigroup, we did everything. We could do things on availability. So that's why I'm asking, is Change Healthcare where we would be able to do the corrected claims and possibly be able to do those reconsideration and appeals?
Again, we're going to revisit the corrected claims issue with everyone that's asked,
okay.
Right?
Okay. I just wanted to ask.
We can't resolve that today, folks.
No, I understand that. I just wanted to know if that's possibly what you would be doing instead of directly onto your website. It perhaps may be able to go through the Change Healthcare. So we'll wait until you get back with us, but thanks.
And Cindy, and to the other providers, we will work on this between now, and we will work on getting a communication together once we get everything pulled together and go from there.
Your next question comes from the line of Alan Weber.
Just to follow up to the ERA, my clearinghouse, the SSI Group, Inc., they were told that it's not Change Healthcare, that it has to go through Availity. And we first originally started with Change Healthcare, trying to get the connection established with them. Then they were told, no, we have to go through Availity. So that might be part of our problem if we're trying to connect to the wrong clearinghouse. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you for that, Alan. And what we'll do between this whole thing, we will address both ERAs going from there and how that whole process works, and then we'll address corrected claims. So I think we've got two buckets that we really do need to work flow out and get that communication out to providers via a bulletin we'll post.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, your next question comes from Linda Farewell.
Hi, I'm just wondering, I know everybody says this is the last call, but the information coming from all the different resources on this call is very helpful to me, and I'm wondering if it's not possible we just continue these calls through May just to make sure everything's going good with the extending the transition of care, that type of thing. Is that possible? Hello? Hello?
Becky, do you want to comment?
And presenters, Becky's line has disconnected.
So you can hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, but I think it's the state that's needing to respond, and it sounds like their line may have disconnected. Is there anybody from the state still on the call?
Hello, this is Candace with First Data. We will make sure that we take that question back to the state. In the meantime, I'll email someone to see if they don't realize they've disconnected.
Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's all the questions for today. We thank you for your participation and ask that you please disconnect your lines.